This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Geopolitics is never just politics, right? There is the national security aspect, there's economics, and there's energy, too. And we are talking here, obviously, about Russia and Ukraine, on the subject of which the White House said today it's working with gas and oil producers to shore up energy supplies to Europe. More than a third of Europe's natural gas comes from Russia, so the concern here is pretty obvious, especially as we've been reporting at a time when supplies are already low and prices are already high. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the latest on energy.
Ever since the fall of the Soviet Union, Russia has been paying Ukraine to allow its pipelines to transport natural gas to consumers in Europe.
Ukraine is kind of like a landlord, and Russia is kind of like a tenant.
That's Tom Sanzillo with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
And it's an ornery tenant, you know, one that you would normally not rent to.
But Ukraine needs the rent money from the pipeline contract. So even though it knows the apartment's going to be trashed, it can't let the place just sit there vacant. And so Russian President Vladimir Putin is flexing his power. And he's chosen to do so in the winter, when Europeans are most dependent on Russia's natural gas. But Amy Myers Jaffe says this may be Putin's last chance to use gas as a weapon. She runs the Climate Policy Lab at Tufts University.
As more countries electrify, and as that electricity comes from a diversified source of things, you know, the sort of leverage that large export systems like the Russian gas export system will actually become less important over time.
Putin is trying to remind Europe that he controls that old energy system, says Nico Safos at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Europe knows this, and that's one of the reasons why it wants to move away from Russian gas. Question is, does Putin?
You would think that a rational actor would understand that the energy system is changing and you want to be part of that energy system.
Instead, he says if Putin messes with Europe's gas supply, that's only likely to encourage more investment in renewable energy. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.